me to preach it. So I can't preach nothing else but that. I'm going on magnifying his glorious name. Oh, hallelujah. Then it says, some trust in horses, some in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Oh, hallelujah. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Thank God tonight. Then here, in Isaiah 52, this thing has been polluted. Look, he said, now therefore, 52 and 5, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Amen. I don't know who in here going, but God getting a remnant. God getting a remnant of people that's going to magnify. We facing something out here. I read what David faced, that giant. My God, how did he face it? In the name of the Lord. I said, is this real or that's just a fairy tale? Did he really go out in the name of the Lord? That giant of cancer? Listen, everywhere I go, folk got cancer. That's a giant out there raging. Got folks down in the trench. I come up out of the trench. In the name of the Lord. I'm not taking out of that because God is a healer, isn't he? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, folks were telling me, you better lay down. The more I lay down and pitted myself, the worse I got. But one day I got up. So I'm getting up from here. I ain't going down like that. Praise God. I'm talking about a God I've been hearing about him all my life. My mother and father taught me about him. Then everybody else talk about how great he is. Then when I came to the body, they talk about how great he is. Well, then we ought to show some signs. Let's show some signs. It's done got late. Oh, hallelujah. Then that's why God reproved. I was looking in the book of Ezekiel, how he reproved Israel. Amen. Because they always set up some kind of other, set up some abomination. And then polluted his holy name. I asked the Lord today, I said, what is hallowed? He said, my name is holy, and it's hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. Jesus taught us that prayer. Hallowed be thy name. My name can't be polluted. My name has been, look what he says here. Oh, maybe I'm going the wrong way. Am I, Brother Smith? But I watch it work. I watch it. I've been watching it. I've been watching folks get up. My God, I've been running. God told me to go declare. That's what I call you to do. You can't be Brother Wanninger. My God, you can't be nobody else but you. So I'm going on telling it. I'm going on magnifying. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. And you know what it does? It calls you to love your brother. You know, I told a brother the other day, a black brother, I said, you know, he's talking about heaven. I said, you can't go to heaven. You got a wall built up. You're prejudice. I told him to his face. You're prejudice. How you going to go to heaven looking at somebody? That's my brother. I said, you, this here will help you, brother. You'll love everybody, all of God's people. God commanded us to love one another. Amen. He said, even love your enemy. I don't have no problem. God got me ready before I got here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I ain't never had no problem. God got me ready. Praise God, because he told me I'm not interested in a nation, a race, a people. I'm building a kingdom. He said, remember Joseph Coat? I didn't even know what it was, brother. I was coming down the highway, going down to Memphis. Didn't even know, brother, I could barely exist. Just ride. He said, remember Joseph Coat? He said, you got a one side of the family. Lord, don't talk to you. Somebody said to me, the Lord is always talking to you. If he ain't talking, the devil talk. If the Lord ain't talking to you, the devil talking to you. So, and I found out who he was. But look what God's doing here in Acts 15. I'm going to bag up here. Acts 15. Look what he's doing. He's gathering the people. See, we're facing something out here. I've been looking at this thing. This world is in trouble. Folks out there doing all kind of wicked things. And God is getting the people together. Look what James said here in Acts 15, verse 13. After they had held their peace, James answered, saying, "Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agreed the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, said the Lord, who doeth all these things." The Lord is doing this. The Lord is doing this. So God is gathering the people in his name. Jesus said here in the 17th chapter of John, in verse 6, he said, "I have manifest thy name unto the men." I'm not just talking about a word. I see his glory. I see his majesty, his excellency, how great he is. My God, Jesus said, "I've made it known to those men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word." And verse 11 said, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name." Them brothers had some when they went out. You know, I believe Jesus could have healed that man sitting at the gate. I believe he went up the temple a lot of time and told Judas to put something in his bucket. But he wanted those brothers to experience something. He left that for James and John. When they went up the temple, there he was sitting there. Still sitting there. Getting money, but he's still sitting there. See? And I see that throughout the body. Folk getting money, but they ain't got no joy. Got a lot of things, but no joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. My God. Look what he said. "And while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name." That's how come Peter walked when he got up to the temple. He said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have." And I'm getting like that. "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That man got up, went on in the temple, leaping and walking and praising God. They wondered what happened. They couldn't deny a notable miracle had taken place. They said, "His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith that is by him has given him his perfect sound." That's what gave me my perfect sound. I got up calling on the name of the Lord. I was a dead man. Don't nobody know how sick and how miserable and how all. I was in bad shape. I ain't in bad shape tonight. It'll work. Somebody ought to taste and see. It'll work. You ought to try it tonight. I wouldn't wait till the weekend when I come back Sunday. My God, I'd try it tonight. Hallelujah. I'd get up in his name tonight. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefit. My God, who healeth all our diseases. This God will heal you tonight. I'm excited about him. I can't be still no more. It's too late for me now. Don't you see what time it is? Woo, hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Look what he say over here in the 26th verse. "I have declared unto them." I have declared unto them. I have declared unto them. Hallelujah. He gave them some. My God, when Habakkuk came down to threaten Paul, said, "This girl, you, the man that owned this girl, they're going to bind you hand and feet." Paul said, "Don't, why are you weeping?" "What? I don't know, how did I say that? But you know how he said it." He said, "I'm not willing to be bound only, but I'm willing to die." He didn't just say for Jesus. He said, "I'm willing to die for the name of Jesus." He saw something. He saw something. My God, David had some. When David said, why are you all down in the trench? My God, why are you all bowed down in the trench? This uncircumcised Philistine, amen, has defied the armies of the God of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. My God, he come out there with his sticks and stuff. David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Woo! I tell you, we got something here. My God. Look. Look here. Look what this writer said in Isaiah 6. My God. 7. Isaiah 7 and 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. You know who we got with us? You ever read that in Matthew? That's why God's people are howling. God's people waiting for the doctor tomorrow. God's people depending on, they waiting on Obama to get medical care. I ain't got none. I got Jesus. I said, I got Jesus. That's enough. That's enough. All this stuff going down. All that stuff they depending on out there going down. God snatched all that stuff up under me and told me, for this cause was you born. You go do my will. Hallelujah. That's why I'm running. I can't stop. I can't stop. I'm giving it all to him. I'm giving it all to him. What did I say? I called the scripture, didn't I? 7. Oh, I was going to Matthew. Look here. Yeah, that's where I'm going. Thank you. Yeah, I read that one. I'm excited about this, brothers and sisters. I said, I'm excited about this. I'm glad God raised me up, see? I was in bad shape. My mind was gone. That woman told me, said, I don't know whether you'll get back. She said, I don't know whether you'll get back. But God raised me up. Woo! I left Benton Harbor because the town's so small, everybody's talking about a haircut. I said, I got to get out of here. Everywhere I'm at, Myers, you go in Myers, brother, I need a haircut. I didn't want to talk about no haircut. I knew it was late for me. I'd go to Walmart, everybody, because it's a small town. I got out of there. That's why I went back to Detroit. I went back to Detroit and got on that altar, stayed there 28 days and nights, calling on the name of the Lord. My God, I knew that healed me. Brother Daniel Hill, he's all right. He's all right, isn't he? He'll heal us. My God, if he don't, he'll comfort you where you are. He's a God of all comfort, isn't he? My God, look what he said in verse 21, Matthew 1, 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. I think we done played it down. I think we done lightly esteemed. Amen. I think we done took and explained it away. We done explained it away. See, I went and sat down because the brother was poking at me. I wanted to preach like somebody. Name. You still preaching that name? Even Brother Sardis asked me that one day. He said, I used to preach the name. I wonder why he quit. Brother James Sardis said that to me. He said, I used to preach the name. I said, what do you mean? Had me all confused. But God let me go through that for a purpose, brother. And he raised me up. It's too late now. Too late now, I preach it on the street corner. They don't want to hear it today, I preach it. I'm glad to hear it now. Praise God. I'm just thankful for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I've appreciate what the Lord has done in Brother Harden. He really gets you excited. He lets you know that he loves Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? He really means it. He's got a heart after Jesus. I really appreciate that. I'm glad to be here, and I actually only got till Friday morning to be here. I'm glad. I'm glad to go. I miss my family at home, and really I've been with my relatives here, and I appreciate that. Brother Smith said something, and Brother Harden mentioned it. He said, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And that's true. And God creates that within us. Really, he does. The longer, Brother Harden, the longer we serve him. And I want to learn how to serve him in a greater way, how to serve him in a better way, how to serve him in more truth. My ears, I want it to be open when someone starts saying something strange, something different. Is that true? I'd like to know. You start talking about harvest, I'd like to know about that. Glory to God. That's why the Lord says, blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty after the right way, after the right thing, after the right doctrine. I want to be hungry and thirsty. And if I just take it, and don't understand it. I remember about the name of Jesus. I remember I was over in Israel once, and we were on a tour, and we were going to go to the River Jordan the next day. And there was all varieties of different religions there, and I was in the Pentecostal faith at that time, kind of independent, really. But and I heard someone say about we're going to be baptized. People would like to be baptized in the River Jordan, just because that's where John the Baptist baptized. And so, and this here minister who helped me to get over there, I was really working with him. And so he said, now he says, tomorrow we're going to the River Jordan. He says, we're going to be water baptized. Some here, he says, is going to be water baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But he says, I believe in being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. I never heard that before. What's the difference? I mean, I was water baptized, but we stayed up till 3 o'clock that night, and I asked many questions. The next day, I got baptized in the name of Jesus. And of course, when I came to this body, I knew that I didn't understand what that was. But I didn't understand, but my heart was right. And if your heart is right, I appreciate your heart. Appreciate your heart for the Lord. And when I heard that, I said, yes, that's the way I want to be baptized. But then when I came to the body, they taught me something more greater regarding the name of Jesus, a more perfect way. Well, I want to know a more perfect way. You start saying some things, brother. I remember the first time I heard Brother Lineker say, the resurrection of the just and the unjust. Well, I mean, I believe what he says is two different resurrections. Glory to God. What are you talking about? And then when I heard about the resurrection of the just and the unjust, as two different resurrections, and understood it more, brother, I was elated. I was delighted in what I heard. It made a great purpose. Hallelujah. So the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows in my life. I love him. And by the way, when it comes to love, you have to love. Without love, there is no purpose. And God has to create that. God has to do something so that you will love him more and more. And how you love him more is when you see what's happening in you. When you see that you are getting closer to perfection. You talk about the devil. Yeah. You're either listening to one or the other. Yes. You either walk in the flesh or in the spirit. But it's like... You move over into where Jacob had to, Laban, he loved Rachel, and Laban says, you work 7 years. And it said that He worked 7 years for Rachel, and it was just like a few days because of the love he had for her. That's why Paul the Apostle said, I count it all loss, all dung, just to gain Christ. Isn't that wonderful? So the longer we serve him, the sweeter he grows. It's love. David said it like this. He says, thy word. No, that isn't it. I love thy word as one that finds great spoil. You fall in love. What does it say in John? Thy word I love, and it, thy word I, but it's not grievous. How does that go? Your word is not grievous. start me off here. I'm only going to be a minute. thy word, thy commandments is not grievous. That's what he says. Thy commandments, 1 John, is it 4? Thy commandments? Anyway, you love what God is doing in your life. And there's, you know, over there in 2 Corinthians 4, where it talks about glory, it says the old covenant had great glory, but it has no glory compared to the new, compared to what God is doing in our life. And it goes on to say, and you talk about, let me say this, Jesus said this. You talk about, some people say, oh, it's so hard to serve God. Some people say, it's so easy to serve God. Well, sure, it's easy to serve God. When there's a lot of people out there that it's easy to serve God. You know why it's easy to serve God? Because they have working in them what you were talking about, Brother Smith, the other night. You were talking about the fruit or the works of the flesh and fornication, adultery, and then it mentioned lasciviousness. Isn't that right? That's what you mentioned, lasciviousness. That's a filthy way of walking. Well, then you turn over to Jude and you say, they have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. In other words, you can walk filthy. You can walk. And you don't even have to overcome. You can sin a little every day. That's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. They have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. You can turn the grace of God. Don't you think that? This is the grace of God. Why? God is so wonderful and so loving and so merciful, he'll save you anyway, regardless. There is no conditions. God will save you. In fact, he'll even save the devil, whoever that is. You know? He'll save everybody. So they have turned the grace of God. As far as the... So we want to... As far as serving him, and it gets sweeter every day, it's what you see God is doing in your life. Because I know I should have... I don't want to take my Bible. I wanted to... 2 Corinthians, look at this, how easy it is. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. For my yoke, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It's easy. Now, you better understand what that means by easy. The reason it's easy is because of love. Like I said, Jacob worked 7 years, and it was easy because of the love. And it's easy because it, instead of a heavy affliction, it becomes a light affliction. And it's talking about dying out to self over there in 2 Corinthians, where it says, read that scripture in 2 Corinthians, or the light affliction is not compared to the glory that shall be revealed. Is that the way it says it?
Mm-hmm. Scripture you was looking for is 1 John 5:3.
1 John 5:3.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
If you really love God, you will want to keep his commandments. And so if you want to keep his commandments and he sees your heart, he will create within you to be able to keep his commandments. And by loving him, the commandments will be a real love to you. I love his commandments. I love to do the will of God. Because didn't we say something about a love slave? I only listen to him. It's him I want to listen to. I only hear his voice. I only want to do his will. And so, and that other scripture in 2 Corinthians 4, it says, but before that, what does it say? The verse before that? We faint not, though our outward man perish. Yeah, what a hope. What a joy there is to serve the Lord. Because though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, next verse, for our light affliction is but for a moment. It seems like a moment because of where you are. It seems like a moment because of the love you have. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. It's the love. And it seems such a moment. And so that's why Paul could say, when the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient for you, he says, well, then I glory in those tribulations. I glory in those things. I love it. I love it. Because I see beyond. You lift me above that. And I appreciate. You know, you can love things that's hard. You can appreciate things that's hard. When I took my wife home from the nursing home, they said, they advised me not to do that. They said, you'll wear out before your wife. You'll be gone before your wife. He said, it'll be too hard on you. But God put a love in my heart for her. And I loved to look after her. And I got to the place where I was thankful to look after her. I would thank the Lord hundreds of times, say, Lord, thank you for the privilege of looking after her. It's a blessing. I appreciate, Lord. And of course, she had to be looked after 24/7. It was hard physically, but it was such a blessing. That's the way it is with serving God. God creates that love within you so that you love him more than anything. And so you, and then, of course, those things that seems to be hard becomes very light. I love you, Lord. And look at this. Peter, and who was it? John got whipped. And they said they were so thankful that they were worthy to go through that. And remember, while you're going through this, while you're going through something, when you are thankful for and appreciate what God is doing in your life. Because remember, you are moving from glory to glory when that's happening. Then you know that your brother is living. Isn't that what it says too? A few verses above that, where it says, when I am dying, my brother is living. Isn't that what it says? A few verses before that. Anyway, I'm going to get away. But I know it's late tonight. But I just wanted to share. It is a glorious trip. It's a loving trip. It's a trip where you're falling in love more and more. And it's not just something you imagine. It's real. Because you know, you can fall in love with the Lord, but don't understand any. But the reason you fall in love, because you want to be a part of the bride of Christ. You want to be married to him. You're a spouse to one husband. And of course, you have to know all of the truth to do that. It's not just, you just can't know a little. I was in the Anglican Church, I knew some, but God loved me. God touched my heart, and I loved him where I was. But he wants you to love him so that nothing, like Paul said, nothing will separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Thank God we're in the body. Thank God we're in the body where we know some of these things, where what can happen is that we will want to know the truth. We hear that all the time. I never heard that when I was in the angry church. But in the body we say, we will know the truth and the truth will make us free. Well, do you? Do you want to be free? Because it's only knowing the pure truth that you will be free. So thank God, I'm open. I'm open when this ministry talks. I'm open. If I hear something different, I'd like to check it out. What are you talking about? In fact, I might even ask you, Brother Smith. I've asked you lots of questions. What are you talking about, Brother? I asked Brother Lineker. He came to our he came to our church. Yes, he spoke about two worlds, two harvests. He spoke about the just and the unjust. I thank God I've embraced that, because that gave me greater hope than ever that I could be in the bride of Christ. I didn't have much hope when I came in this body. In fact, before I came to this body, I didn't know what the bride of Christ was. But then when I got in here, I had no hope for the bride. You know why? Well, I'll pull back on that. I did have hope. But when they started to tell me that I had to be perfect, and my imaginations of being perfect is far different than a lot of people's imaginations, because the moving out a live soul, brother, that's a mystery, a real mystery. And you've got to have it so that you've got to have a great judgment seat set up to do that. You know, where, you know, you think you know, but you know nothing as you ought to know. So you've got to have a great judgment seat set up, and where you can be judged on everything that you think you know. Well, you do. Just because you think you know, but you know nothing. You may not know. And there's a lot of things I thought I knew, but I didn't know. But when I was judged and when I heard the truth, I don't know. And then I thought I knew, and then I had to move on again. I thought I knew. I was in the Anglican church, brother, and I could argue the Bible about water baptism as a sprinkling. And I had scripture. I had a good way to explain that. But the later on, I got immersed in water. And I got in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But then I heard that name. It doesn't matter what you say. You just got to be baptized in his name. So, and on, I was gaining the truth. Hallelujah. If you say you're hungry and thirsty for the truth or for righteousness, that is the truth, then God will test you for that. Praise God. So when I hear something different, I'd like to check it out. You say, well, just invite a Jehovah's Witness to your house. You'll hear something different. Well, I'm not really, because I know what they're talking about. You see? So it's not because it's different, it's true. But when it is, when something is preached different, especially from this ministry, I like to know what they're talking about if I never heard it before. I really would. Because this ministry, God has put it in their heart to be hungry and thirsty for the truth. I want to be hungry and thirsty because I know that I'll be full. And by the way, I'll finish with this. I won't be back, I don't know when. So, bear with me for a minute. I was talking about the bride. Like I said, they told me it was 144,000, which I believe is the perfect number, no doubt. God is always in perfection. He's perfect in timing. He's perfect in numbers. He just knows. He's perfect in every way. He just does all things well. And so when, you know, he's not going to say, oh, there's another one that needs to be a part of the bride. No, he knows. He knows exactly. And to me, it's a great number. Hallelujah. I see it. I never seen it that way. But it sure took a lot of hope away from me when they told me it was only 144,000, especially when there was a little over 100,000 made up back there in the early rain. You might say it early rain, that would be all right. But I believe too, there's an early and a latter rain back there, and an early and a latter rain down here. You know, but there is an early rain. So You know, but praise God. And so I got a lot of hope now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And people would die and they say, well, I'm not sure whether he made the bride or not, brother. If you're walking in everything you knew, there's a hope for you to make the bride. Lordy, that's the way. That I embrace that. I think that's great. That sounds so good. That sounds so wonderful with God. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that I can talk freely in regards to what I'm saying right now. Not every place you can say it that way. You might get in trouble. So God bless you. It's nice to be here. I'm sure I'll be back. I'm not sure when, but the Lord knows. God bless.
We have this song. Let me just mention, Sister Yolanda Cipriani called me today, and she said, Brother Smith, I need a favor of you. She said, I said, what is it? She said, I need a cell phone. She said, I really need that. I said, I'll announce it tonight in church and see if anybody's got one that they've changed over to another one. If you have a cell phone you want to give Sister Yolanda Ciprian, it needs to be one that will have a chip. They got to have one they can put a chip in, you know, like AT&T or T-Mobile. I think they have chips, but like Alltel and Verizon doesn't have chips. So
SIM card.
SIM card, yeah. You gotta have it's gotta have a SIM card. All right. Well, also Friday night, youth night, gonna practice choir practice also, and if you want to bring fast food, you can. And if the youth. Well, I don't youth choir practice, I guess. Anyway, Andrew and Brittany is asking that I announce that. And
when's the singing?
November the 7th, gospel singing, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Is that me?
I think they got the pulpit.
Maybe the pulpit's still turned on. Is that what's causing it? No? Maybe this one's turned on still. No? All right, let's sing a song before we go home. I enjoyed these preachers tonight,
amen.
Didn't y'all?
Amen.
Praise God. Yes. What time? The youth meet with you right after church and up by the piano. Okay. What time is youth night Saturday night? 7:30. Okay. All right. Praise God. Touch my ears, Lord, that I might hear, Lord,
the voice of the one
I love. And joy I need, all I need with a humble plea. Walk with me, my eyes,
Lord. Oh, touch my ear, Lord, that I might hear, Lord. The Lord, the one that I love, come in my heart, Lord.
Go in the name of the Lord. By the way, I believe just saying it does some good. All right, shake hands and be friendly.